And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, joined by a plethora of committee members from the Manhattan MLK Committee. We've got Kevin Bryant, Maureen Shahan, Suzanne Gleemore, and Karina Moncayo-Michelle joining us here this morning. And everyone wears different hats here, and all for the common good here of celebrating the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy. And Maureen's going to talk a little bit about the Spirit Award. Those will be announced this Saturday as part of the virtual community celebration, which starts at 3 o'clock. You can check that out on the Facebook page and mhk-mlk.org for more information as well. The Spirit Award, Maureen, let's talk a little bit about what that entails.
Okay. In 2005, the committee started realized that we needed to recognize people in the community who are doing so much to support the community, and they don't necessarily do it in ways or in front of people, you know, in public ways. So the committee instituted the Spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Community Service Award, and every year we seek to honor one or more individuals who work in Manhattan to further the goals and the dreams of Dr. King. So I'll read the criteria. People who are nominated should have demonstrated service and a long-term commitment to uniting the diversity of our community for the greater good. They have a history and a track record of bringing people together in a non-polarizing manner, and they actively participate in the Manhattan, Kansas community. So every year we accept nominations late in the year for people. So this year we'll be honoring our 2021 award recipients. In the fall of 2022, we'll accept nominations for the 2022 to be announced in 2023. So that's kind of a year behind. This was to honor people who do so much. And a lot of times it's behind the scenes and only a few people know about it. So this gives an opportunity to maybe shine a little light on what people are doing individually as well as collectively.
I think that's great because they're not necessarily looking for recognition, but getting it anyway because of everyone's appreciation.
Right, right. Most people aren't doing it for recognition. The people that we honor, they're just doing it because that's them. They're good souls, you know. So we want to, like I said, we like to shine a little light on the places where people are doing what they can to help out.
That's wonderful. And in a world where that's getting to be fewer and fewer, it's nice to know that there's some good here in our community doing that.
And it comes in so many different forms. A few people that we've recognized, Dr. James Boyer, Karen McCullough, Verl Schweitzer, Kayla Simmons-Woods, Linda Bachelor, Marianne Cullors, who does the after-school program. We've also Barbara Hartnett, who does the Fit Closet, who has established the Fit Closet. It's just a myriad of people that do so many things. And it's an educational experience for me. So I think some of you can look at some of my past award winners and see what they're involved in and get involved with them. It's a good push for good in the community.
And you, when do nominations typically take place for that?
I usually take morning.
Yeah. In December, we announced that we are accepting nominations. And those can come from anyone in the community or anyone that knows anyone who's working in the community. It doesn't have to be a local person that does the nominating. That gets announced. The nomination form is published and the requests for nominations are announced on Facebook and on our website. So through social media primarily.
Okay, very good. As far as some other things here with the committee, Kevin, you had some information on Jim Spence.
Yeah, Jim Spence, a long time. I mean, he's the originator and one of the several people who started this committee back in. I'm going to say the 90s because this is kind of like a fallback from the NAACP that used to be in the area here, Junction City and Manhattan had an NAACP. It's kind of interesting how it all kind of falls together, that our there's a sync between Topeka, Junction City, and Manhattan that we kind of fill that whole entire weekend. But Jim Spence was a very important part of that. He's been a little down in the weather. He missed our celebration last year. This year we've got some video of him. He's doing a lot better. We're looking forward to the future where we can get him back out there. But Jim Spence will be also one of the features of our virtual community celebration also.
All right. Very good. Glad to hear that. And, there's been a lot of activities going on here. You guys obviously had a strong push for the renaming of 17th Street here in the community last year. That was a real big highlight to rename that Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Yes, an amazing combination. Not only people from the city, Aaron Estabrook was an important part of that. Also, the Dr. Samuelson, who was inclusion and diversity at K-State, was involved in making sure that street extends all the way through to campus and onto Claflin Avenue. So we're really proud of what that has been accomplished, and we're ready to move forward. There's one park bench at Long Park. If anybody's never seen it before, it says Street Fit for a King. It's right at the intersection of Yuma, for Martin Luther King Drive. And it's been there, and we hope that we can add more. That's one of the things we'll be looking forward to in the future is making some more pavilions, a few pavilions, beautifying that street and making it look pretty.
I really like the, a lot of communities can just name a street to name a street, but this one has some history tied to it from 1968, which we all appreciate.
Yes, and if you can look back at our celebration last year, Sister Cole, who was who was there in the Douglas Center when King came down, it's an important part of history that we shouldn't lose ever.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. Suzanne has some information also on the Conversations for Race and Reconciliation. We've talked a little bit about that here on K-Man in the past, and that continues, I understand.
Yes. So the Martin Luther King Memorial Committee has always been an integral part of making those things happen. And we completed this year a two-year, four-part series. So there were two events this year, two events the prior year. So that series called Listening to Local Voices was completed this year. And so coming up in 2022, we're looking forward to consider a different model, different kinds, different style of conversation. But this committee is committed to continuing to be a part of that, continuing to have courageous conversations in our community about the things that are hard to talk about, but finding ways to do that, crossing bridges and bringing people together for all of our learning and growing and understanding and connecting and just continuing that in the coming year. So I hope that folks will just tune in for that, check in with this committee, but also look to the website for the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative to just stay connected with those efforts.
All right, very good. It's a wonderful opportunity here to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King this weekend. Again, let's give the public those times again for Saturday and Monday's activities.
Okay, you can find us on our Manhattan Martin Luther King Memorial Committee Facebook page, and it's going to be at 3:00 for our community celebration that will debut our video on the 17th on Monday. At 9:00 will be our community prayer breakfast, and we're featuring Pastor Fletcher from the Bethel AME Church also. So that's what we got going. Also, we talk about community conversations. There will also be one conducted by the freshmen out of Manhattan High School on the 17th in the afternoon from 1 to 3 at the public library, and also be on Zoom. They are going to conduct a community conversation about the future of the schools. Amazingly interesting that high school freshmen are conducting a community conversation. So I ask everybody to look for that also. There's a flyer on our Facebook page that tells you where, what, when, and how. So that's really interesting that we have the students of Manhattan that are doing that, which is kind of coincides with some of the events also that happened last year with a group of high school seniors that were picked for the Smithsonian with using Richard Pitt's model of the Underground Railroad. So there's always great things happening in Manhattan.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. Well, thank you for all the work you guys do here. This is a wonderful community celebration that takes place each year. And even if it's a virtual event, it's still wonderful. And we're going to certainly encourage everybody to check that out this weekend. Kevin, Maureen, Karina, and Suzanne, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here today. Tomorrow we're going to have some guests on from Fort Riley, as well as the Manhattan Housing Authority. That's coming up tomorrow on In Focus.